Maisa Gerishin consists of Ksiva and Nesina together. That the Ksiva Saget is not merely a Hachona, that you're preparing the object with which you're going to do the Gerishin. And the Maisa Gerishin consists of the Nesina more than that. Ksiva Lishma means that the Ksiva with the Nesina constitute the Maisa Gerishin. And that's why we have the Moshe Ladina Masechet Gittin, that if you have a get that's Mechusa Maisa, it's no good. Take for example, let's say they wrote a get. They wrote a get on a big piece of paper. Then they wrote the get 12 lines, and the Adam signed the 2 lines, and they have a big piece of paper. It's a valuable, it's an expensive piece of thick paper that they write on, parchment or whatever. So let's say it's a shod on the paper. So they want to cut off the get, and then save the paper and cut off the get, and you should give over the get. So the Gemara says that it's no good. It's mechusa maisa, it's no good. The Mishnah has a din. Let's say you write a get, you carve out the get on the bark of a tree or on a leaf, and then later on you pull off the leaf or the bark of the tree and you give it over to the wife. Right, so the Gemara still says it's not good. Let's say I have a behemoth and I write the get on the horn of the behemoth. So the Mishnah says if you give over, the whole behemoth is good. But if he rips off the horn, if he shafts the behemoth, he takes off the horn and he gives over the horn, it's not good. Why? Mechusek tzitza. It says v'kasa v'nasan, v'lo v'kasa v'katsa v'nasan. If there's a maisa that's mapsik in between the ksiva and the nesina saget, so ruins the get. Why does it ruin the get? The answer is it ruins the lishma. How does it ruin the lishma? Because the lishma means that the gerishin consists not only of nesina saget. The act of gerishin consists of ksiva with nesina b'tziruf yachad. Have to be combined together. And if you're going to have another act done to this piece of paper in between the ksiva and the nesina, then there's no tziruf, there's no hemshah between the ksiva and the nesina. It's learned that from a pasuk. The Gemara wouldn't have thought of this in a million years on their own. It's like, there is a kasa v'kasa v'nasan v'lo v'kasa v'kotzat v'nasan. So the din is that you need, by gerishin, ksiva l'shma means that the ksiva saget is the tchilas maisa hagerishin. That's what ksiva l'shma means. So the male, we understand very well why, if the sefer sits and he writes on his own, nobody authorizes him. He writes on his own. In case this couple wants to get divorced, he prepares to get for them. I was written l'shma, so why is it no good? Who says that you have to have, how do you know you have to have the authorization of the husband for the ksiva saget that it should be called l'shma? The answer is poshut. Ksiva l'shma, no. Ksiva l'shma doesn't really mean you have in mind the shas ksiva that you're going to use this. No, ksiva l'shma means that the ksiva is the beginning of the gerishim. How can anybody divorce my wife? I'm the only one who can divorce my wife. I have to authorize the sefer to write the get for me. Then it's called ksiva l'shma. Then I can say, what does ksiva l'shma mean? That the ksiva was the beginning of the maisa gerishim. That's the pshat. The ksiva is the beginning of the maisa gerishim.
Doesn't mean you only intend it.
Right. It's not the same as Stam writing a Sefer Torah l'shma, making tefillin l'shma. What did you have in mind, b'shas, when you made it? Making shmura matzah l'shma. No, it means that the ksiva is the beginning of the maisa gerishin. The kinyan gerishin consists of ksiva witnessing it. It's not the same as the Stam l'cheres chametz or the Shtar aksuba or all other story moments that don't need ksiva l'shma. There the nesina is the kinyan. The ksiva is just the preparation for the kinyan. It's the hachana, you're just preparing. But over here, we need ksiva l'shma, means that the ksiva is the beginning of the maisa kinyan. So that's where Rav Chaim points out all of this. So he says the Rambam's opinion is that even though we pass in la'alocha that the shtar kiddushin is not considered nichtav l'shma, if the kala didn't authorize the sefer in advance, you need dasa isha also. So he says it's not the same as dasa isha. Can't be the same, because the dasa isha doesn't create the kiddushin. What do you mean? The ksiva with the nesina are going to be the kiddushin. What do you mean? You need ksiva l'shma by shtar kiddushin. The three shtaris that change something in Yisrael Ahed, that we pointed out, the get, and the shtar kiddushin, and the shtar shichar aviknaimi, the three shtaris that make an effect, that change something in the area of Yisrael Ahed, all need ksiva l'shma. What do you mean ksiva l'shma? The ksiva with and the sina together create the halos. How can you say that the kalas authorizing the sefer to write the shtar is the beginning of the maisa kiddushin? The kalas authorizing, she doesn't do the nesina.
That was without her approval.
So that's what Rav Chaim says. Without her approval, the chasm's das is garnish mikonish, doesn't mean anything. So that's why the sefer. Right, the son of his das. If the kala doesn't tell the sefer, I too want to get married, write the shtar, then it's considered a lack of the das of the chasm. The chasm can say from today till next year, I'm going to marry a girl. If she doesn't agree to marry him, so his das is worthless. So that's why. That's why you need a das of isha. Because the tzivoy habal of the chasin is nothing. But it's not that you really need tzivoy ha'isha mitzar atzma. She's not the Baal Ashtar over here. She's not the Baal Abbas. It's not her das that's creating the Kiddushin. If she doesn't give das, it's Ma'akim in the Kiddushin. It won't be Chal, but it's not her das that creates.
Just like the writing of the Shtar Kiddushin is part of the Nesila of the Shtar Kiddushin, you can say that her approval is like part of the Kabbalah on her part. That the writing of his writing, that's why you need her das in the writing, is part of the Kabbalah also.
Part of the Kabbalah.
He can write from Beit Gemara. If she doesn't accept it, it doesn't mean anything.
Right.
So just like the writer was part of his Nesina of the Shtar Kiddushin, so her...
No,
her
it's not part of his Nesina. No,
it's
he had the Torah...
Action. It's the Hachamim.
No, that's
more than Hachamim. Here we say that the Kiddushin consists of the writing of the Shtar and the giving, both. The writing and the giving, unlike Shtar Imamim, where the Kinyan consists only of the giving of the Shtar, the Mesira. Here I need the Ksiva with the Mesira. So you can't say that the Ksiva... So in Shtar Imamim, you don't need the Shmua. Doesn't matter, Shtar Imamim never need Ksiva with the Shmua. Never, it can be printed. You don't need Ksiva with the Shmua by Shtar Imamim at all. When you need Ksiva with the Shmua, then we say it's not called the Shmua with that Ksiva Habad. So even though the Gemara says you need Tzivo Yo'isha, the Rama makes a point, and Rav Chaim explains it at length, it doesn't mean that you need Tzivo Yo'isha in the same way that you need Tzivo Habal. Rambam gives an afkamino ladin, it's a different din. It's that Tzivo Yo'isha is ma'akeh, because since the Das Habal is meaningless, the Das Achosim to be Mekadosh is meaningless unless she consents, so she has to tell the Seif in advance that she agrees to the Kiddush Ishtar. Otherwise the Seif can't write the Lishma for the Baal, but it's not that. She has to authorize the writing in order that her lishma should be injected. She doesn't create the
lishma.
Oh, that's exactly what the Rambam says. Right. By a get, the Gemara has a sugi about Omer Imru. The Gemara has a sugi of Omer Imru. The din is that in order for the sefer to write lishma by get, the Baal has to directly tell the sefer, ksoif get lishma. Either directly in person or the pasma meikol, then if he calls up on the telephone, as long as he tells direct. What if he doesn't tell directly? He tells a group of people, you go to New York City and you tell somebody there to write a get marat. That's called Oimer Imru. The Baal tells the people, Imru Lipleini, go tell, I specify, go tell Chaim Yankel the Sefer over there that you should write a get marat. So the Gemara says that since I didn't tell the Sefer directly, so it's no good.
He can make a shliach.
Exactly. He cannot make a shliach. He picked out exactly whom he wants. He cannot make a shliach to tell the sefer ksoif get lishti. Shad is why not? That's what all the rishonim say. Why not? What? He can't make a shliach shalai b'fanam. What's wrong? I can make a shliach shalai b'fanam.
It depends on how he tells the shliach. It depends on what mushroom he uses when he tells the shliach.
Right. So the Gemara says this case. Aimer Imru. The Gemara has Aimer Imru. The Baal tells the group of people, go tell Pliny ben Pliny, he should write a get to my wife.
The question is which one of the people have to go? Who's the shliach?
That's why they'll all go. They'll all go. They'll all go. The Gemara says, still no good. Omer Imru is still no good. So the Shas, why is it no good? So the Ramban says, because this is not a din of Minui Shlichet. A special din of Tzivui Habal is considered the Ksivas Haget is the Tchilas Hagerishin. So the Sefer has to, when the Sefer writes, it's considered the beginning of the Maisa Gerishin. So there's a special din. It's only called Ksivu Lishmoa if the Baal tells the Sefer directly. If the Baal doesn't tell the Sefer directly, so it's no good. So what about over here by Kiddushin? Let's say the Baal tells the Chasm, the boy tells the Sefer, write a Shtar Kiddushin, I want to marry the girl. So the Sefer says, and what does the girl have to say about this? So the Chasm tells the Sefer, the girl told me that it's okay. But the girl didn't tell the Sefer directly that it's okay. What's the din over there? So the Rambam says that it's okay.
And there's no question of if it's true or not.
Right, right. If it turns out that it is true, let's say the 2-8 in common, the ascertained. Right, there's no question of the truth. So the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. He says, "Tachaymer Imru." Since the din is that you need Amira Sa Isha, you have to write the get. You have to write the Shtar Kiddushin with the consent of the girl. So the girl's consent has to be direct, just like by the get. Tachaymer Imru is no good. You have to have Tzivui Habal directly. Shouldn't you need direct Tzivui Habal? The Kala has to tell the Sefer directly. Write the Shtar Kiddushin. So that's what Chaim explains. No, that's only a din when you need her lishmo. But she's creating the lishma, then she would have to tell the sefer directly. She's not creating the lishma. Her das, her consent is makiv in the chasm's lishma. So all you need is that the chasm has to tell the sefer directly, write the shtar kedushin for the kala. The kala doesn't have to tell directly. As long as the kala agrees in advance to marry him, then she doesn't have to agree to marry him with shtar. He doesn't have to agree to marry him l'shtar. As long as the girl agrees that if you want to marry me, I'll accept the kiddushin, now the chosim can go ahead and give it tzivui habal, a tzivui to the sefer,
right? Right, Rabbi, saying if you give a girl a ring and she doesn't know the value of the ring and she can have different dials for all vices,
that's on the ruling.
She feels she might be cheated, she only for certain ones.
Right.
Yes, she may think she can get a big diamond ring and go with me for shtar.
She would have said so.
I mean, where is that?
She accepts the ring, and at the time she accepts it, she thinks it's worth more, and it turns out to be less.
Yeah.
Then the Gemara says a lack of smicha.
Why?
By what? Shichru? No. You can feed the Eved Bal Korcho.
Like again?
Yeah, you can feed the Eved Bal Korcho also.
In this case, if she feels that she's cheated.
I mean, she really wanted a ring, like all the girls get a ring. So let her under the chuppah, let her have. Don't accept. She has a bear, not to accept the Shtar Kedushin.
But
of course she agreed, it doesn't.
You consider to make a fast afterwards? She thought she'd say we're getting in the Ksuba $1,000. She ran out to get $100. Can she say, I don't want to marry her in that condition?
In the Ksuba?
Yeah.
Probably. Well, it's an umdana that everybody gets a certain amount. Otherwise, how are we going to know that she made a mistake?
Well,
everybody knows you get so much.
Everybody knows I'm going to marry this girl, I'm going to give her $1,000, big taka. Then all of a sudden, put in $100.
If they don't have kavanas at the shuk stam, she's taking off his shoes. Let's say he comes to the store to buy a pair of shoes, so she puts on the shoes, she ties it up, she takes it off. So that's not good. The chalitza, you have to have kavanas at the shuk, otherwise it doesn't work. That's a gemara, brother.
How could we give a ksuba to a woman before the kedushin? Because the ksuba isn't.
We write it,
and someone makes a kinyan for the kavanas.
No, they make a kinyan suitor. They make the kinyan suitor on behalf of the kavanas. And in case he ever divorces her, in case he ever dies, it's not going to help because they're not married yet. In case he ever divorces her, if they're not married, he can't divorce her. In case he dies as her husband, they're not married yet, so then she collects so much money. Okay. So the hischayv is hischal, the obligation is hischal, ala tanai. So it'll only be possible if it'll be kiddushin, right? And then Lamai said, we don't hand over the ksuva until after the kiddushin. In between the kiddushin and the ksuva, we give over the ksuva. Okay. That's the Gemara, that's the halacha, that the ksiva, the writing of the shtar kiddushin must be lishma. And the Gemara had a machlokes amaroyim. In order to constitute ksiva lishma, is it essential that you should know in advance, the kala has to say in advance that she agrees to marry him? But you don't have to have that. If the chosin tells the sofer, write me a shtar kiddushin, in case she'll agree to marry me, maybe that's good enough. So that's a machlokes. And we happen to paskin that you do need the consent of the kala in advance. But the Rambam holds, Rav Chaim points out, the Rambam holds explicitly that it's not the same, the consent of the Kala is not the same as the Das HaBaal. The Das of the Chosin is the Tzivui HaBaal to create the Lishma by the Shtar Kedushin. The Das of the Kala is Mi'akeves. If the Kala didn't consent in advance to marry him, then the Das HaChosin is not called a Tzivui, it's not called a Lishma.
So we know that most girls would rather get married than not be married?
But not necessarily to you. To someone. Okay, women would like to get married in general, not necessarily to someone that they don't like. I don't think so. The Rama has it by the father. The Rama writes it in that if the girl is a ktana or a naira till the age of 12 and a half, and the chassan is going to marry the girl like they start. So the chosin has to authorize the sefer to write the shtar, and the girl's father has to agree to the kiddushin also. Either he should say in person to the sefer, or he can give word that he agrees to the marriage.
She's
a ktana or a naira, right. So the Rambam talking about the father was a big balabas in determining the daughter's marriage. And still he says he allows the father, he says there's no need for the father to tell the sefer directly. The father can send word that he agrees to have his daughter marry the husband, and the sefer can write the shtar kedushin would be considered Ksiva Lishma. So the Rambam has not only when the girl herself is agreeing to the marriage, not because all the girls would want to get married, the Rambam has it where the father is agreeing. Okay, that's the Gemara. Yeah, but still, not specifically to this guy. Now the Gemara goes back again to the original Shaila. Rav had a Chiddush Dina, Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, on the first wide line, Amakadosh B'Milveh, Ein Mekudesh. That if the girl owes money to the Chosin, and the Chosin says, I forgo the debt that you owe me, I'm Moichel Bechol, Harei Mekudesh Asli, so is that good or not? If he would have given her a Prute, it would have been good Kiddush. Now that she owes him $100 and he says, I forgo the debt, so that should certainly be good. So Rav says, no good, you have to give a Dovah Chodesh. Since she owes him the money from a long time ago, he's not giving her a Dovah Chodesh now, so that's not good for Kiddush Ket. But now the Gemara says, the Gemara said before, isn't it a Machlokes HaTanoim? And each time they said no, there are no Tanoim who disagree on this point. Now the Gemara starts again. Neimo Kahani Tanoim. Maybe we should say that the statement that Rav said is really involved in the Machlokes of the following Tanoim. The Sanya, you have the following grace. The girl tells the boy, Haseli Shirin Zomim Mitabot. He's apparently a jeweler, so she tells him, make me shirin, means bracelets, nizamim, rings that he used to put in the nose rings, the tabors, regular rings. So she gives the boy, he's a jeweler, she gives the boy a chunk of gold. That's how Rashi explains it. She gives him the metal, the raw material, and she tells the boy, you're a jeweler, make me a beautiful ring, and I will agree to marry you, because he's going to do their services for me. Normally, let that jeweler would charge $100 to make this kind of a thing, and here he's going to do it for nothing. So she says, I'll consider it as if you had given me $100 worth of services. He gave her $100 worth of services. So the Braisa said, labor, right? That's how much the labor was worth. So the Braisa has a machlekes hatanoim. Kevin shason mekudesh. As soon as he finishes making the ring for the girl, the kedushin is valid. He said, first she proposed to him. She said, here's the gold, make me a ring and I'll marry you. And he said, okay, Hareyah Mekudeshesli, if and when I make the ring. So she says, good, okay. And then he makes the ring. So it says, the minute that he makes the ring is Mekudeshes. Divrei Reb Meir, that's the opinion of Reb Meir. Chacham Amarim and the Chacham disagree. And the Mekudeshes, Atshiyagiyah Hamamon Liyadah. The Kedushin is only valid when he delivers the money. Craig the Gemara, what money? What money? Craig the Gemara, Hai Mamon Hechidami, what money does he have to deliver? If we should say, also mamon, the kedushin is only valid when he finally delivers the ring. So let's go back. So the Tanakh, Rav Meir's opinion is, he's sitting in his shop, in his jewelry shop, and he makes the ring. So the minute he finishes making the ring, calls the girl up and says, "Hello, darling, I just finished making the ring. Mahari am kedusha shli." So Rav Meir says the kedushin is good even before he delivers the ring. And the rabbanan say, "No, only when he finally delivers the ring." Breaking doesn't make any sense. Michlal. We can infer that if that's pshat, osa moment, the Chum said the Kedushin is not good till he delivers the ring. So Michlal, we can infer Michlal of the Tanakam, the Sover, Meir's opinion is, Avil osa moment, nami lo. The Kedushin is valid the minute he completes the ring, even before he delivers it, before he gives it back. Beg the Gemara, ala b'mai, bo mikacho. What then is he using for the Kedushin? Of course he's using the ring. If he doesn't deliver the ring, so he didn't do the whole job. She tells him, make a ring for me. Whenever you ask someone to make something for you, so the job is not finished till the next one delivers it. So he didn't finish the job yet. No one would hold that it's Mekudeshes. Elalav, so obviously the pshat must be, Reb Meir says Mekudeshes when he finishes making the ring and he delivers it. And the Chachamim say, Ein Mekudeshes, just because he completed making the ring and he delivers the ring, the Kedushin is not valid until he gives us some new ring in addition. He has to give us something more than the old ring that he made with her raw material.
He said Shinul Kona. Now that he really
put the Gemara's going to bring up that possibility. Gemara's going to talk about it. Hello, Lava Mamanacha means that the Chachamim say the Kedushin is only valid when he gives her a second ring. The Shema Mino, that must be the Machlokes, the Mekadesh, the Milveh, Komet Ligi. What does God do with Mekadesh and Milveh? Normally, he would charge for the labor $100. So this time, he's not charging any money. So she owes him $100 worth of labor. And then later on, he gives it back her ring, and he says, I'm not going to charge you the $100. Hareyat Mekudesh Asli, with the $100 that you owe me, and I'm not going to make you pay. So the Gemara says, that's the Machlokes. Mustama, that's the Machlokes, so the Mekadesh,
the Milveh. Because the middle of a sword, that's gone.
why is it in the middle of work? Because the money that I lent to her is gone.
Right. Hi, but the debt is here. The Kaddish Milva, we pointed out there, not Gemara, there are two things. Let's say if I lend you money, if I lend the girl money and she still has the money, and say, Hare Mukadeshly with the $10 bill. So then you say, well, even though she didn't spend it yet, so that's what the Gemara says, Milva lo hatzor mitna, even though she didn't spend it, the money is no longer mine, or it's no longer Bershusi, even if initially it's not Bershusi. The details of the Gemara there. And then what if she already spent the money? So then you still have to say, I'm a Kaddish Milva in Mukadeshis. Why? Because self, she does owe me the $10. And when I say I'm mochel the debt, so I'm giving her the $10 of the debt that she doesn't have to pay me. So I stay still, but there's no davar chadash. I'm not giving her davar chadash. She owes me the money from a long time ago. And she's not going to pay it back, so I didn't give her anything new. What's the deal? So that second half of Mekadosh Milva, when the kala owes the chasim money, that you say that the kedushas are not valid, that's what the Gemara suggests, seems to be.
I didn't give her any new money. I didn't give her any.
Well, I'm giving her $100.
What did I give her? There was no receiver.
I'm saving her $100.
That's $100. There's no receiver. There has to be a receiver.
Oh, okay, that's why.
That's
okay. Tyson's used that lesson. If there's no Dova Chadish, there's no receiver.
You can't give $100. He said that. If you say, go lend Ruben $100, if you did $100, I'll give
you $100. That's what we'll have to learn this Gemara to see. What's the din? When can one be Mekadish with Hano? When not? So far, the Gemara suggests that this is probably the Machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim. That the girl owes the boy $100 for making her this special ring. She ordered it. And then he says, Hare Mekudeshesli, with the $100 that you owe me, I forgo the debt. You don't have to pay me for the labor. That's the machlokes, whether Kiddushin is valid or not. So the Gemara says, V'savei dekuli yalma. The Gemara throws in, though, a line over here that they're going to explain a little later. This is a very key line, a little bit complicated. The Sabri, the Kuli Yalma, the Gemara is explaining that everybody probably holds here, both Rav Meir and the Chachamim probably hold. Yeshnu l'schiris mitchila v'yad sof. What does that mean? Schiris mitchila v'yad sof means like this. Let's say I give the metal, I give the gold or the silver to the jeweler to make a tchotchke. And then he has to bang with a little hammer 100 times. And he's going to charge, let's say, $10 for making the thing. So do you say,
every 10 bangs?
Do you say that every 10 bangs,
each one.
Do you say that every 10 bangs I owe him another penny, and then he does another?
Or
what is it? Whatever the cheshbon is. A 10 cents a bang. Do you say that I owe 10 cents when he bangs once, I owe already 10 cents, bangs another, I owe another 10 cents? Or do you say no, when he finishes the last, the 100th bang, then in one shot I owe him the $10.
We had a Gemara similar to this before, with the Kaftos. I mean, the guy has a job, he brings it in and he wants to have it done. Then he says that it's done wrong. So he says, while he's still doing it, it's considered still while he's doing work. After he finishes the job, then he has the right to ask for his money back.
Slowly, slowly. Let's say, I don't know.
Let's say I go in and I want to buy something.
No.
And I give the guy something to do, a custom made job.
Right, and he does it wrong.
I come in the middle and he's doing it wrong.
Yeah.
I don't
pay anything.
That's right, because he's still in the middle of the job.
Right.
But once he finishes the job and it comes out wrong.
He also pay nothing.
He's
the wrong job. He paints my apartment green and black.
Yeah,
I don't pay him anything.
It's in the middle of the job.
Main operation, cut off the wrong leg.
Right, so when he finishes the job, then it's finished.
That is
no, but I don't think he didn't do anything. He didn't do the job that I asked him to do.
You may have to pay me yet for making my wall green.
Avada, he's a mazik, not a mazik. No, we're talking about a case where the guy does the job that I asked him to do it and he does the right thing. So the Gemara has that question. Do you say...
But he didn't finish it. That's what I'm saying. He didn't finish his job.
So Kozman, he didn't finish. He certainly cannot ask. He cannot make one bang and then say, give me a dime.
Right.
And make another bang and say, give me a dime.
Because the last bang, you might break the whole thing and I don't pay anything.
No, that's not right. No, he can only charge money when he finished the whole job.
You have a worker, you make a job, the worker reaches a certain price to do a job.
Right.
And he does do the best job.
And he quits. If he quits, then
he
can
right to go ahead and bring an outside worker in.
Right.
And if it costs him more money to finish the job, and deduct it from the...
More is a complicated story, but let's say he finished half of the job, then he quits, then he can ask for $5. But if he finishes half of the job, and he says he's going to finish the rest, but he wants $5 now, I don't have to pay him any money. That's a different deal. That's called Tchiris Eine Mishtalem is Ela Lebesov. Right, the worker cannot ask for his money until he's finished with the whole job. But the Gemara here has a theoretical machlokes. Right, when does the obligation to pay the money set in? Do you say that every time he does a little work that's worth a shavu pruto, so I'm obligated to pay him that pruto. He can't ask for the money yet. He has no schusei tviya.
Yeah.
He has no schusei negisa until the whole job is all over. But theoretically, in principle, I owe him the penny. Every time he does malacha that's worth a shavu pruto, I owe him that. But he say no. I don't become obligated to pay anything to the worker who does the job until the whole job is finished from A to Z. So the Gemara thought over here, the Gemara is going to have a bit of a discussion about this point. That's what they bring it out now. The Sabri, the Kuli Alma, the Gemara says now that both Rameir and the Hachamim are of the opinion. That the chassan who's making this jewelry for the kala, she gave him
the
gold.
Money for it.
She owes him a penny from the first bank, and a penny from the second bank, a penny from the third bank. All the work that he did accumulates an obligation, so she owes him a lot of money. So that later on, the havi milva, so that later on when he's mekadesh the kala, that's considered mekadesh b'milva.
What's the difference?
Take for example the following case. You go to the store and you buy a package of chocolate chips, let's say, and the whole thing sells for 10 cents, and you have 100 chocolate chips there. So how much is it? It's
that's
right. What's the
ten for a penny.
Right? 10 for a penny. No, I want to get that it's less than 10. So it's 10 for a penny. Let's say it's 10 for a penny. So he says, Hariyat Mukudeshishli with all the chocolate chips. So he gives her one, and she says, a broch, and she eats it. He gives another one, and she eats it. Gives another one. So the Gemara says later that she's Mukudeshes, even though each time he gives her a little bit of Kesi Kedusha is less than a Shavu Pruto. By the time it has accumulated to a Shavu Pruto, the first chatzi pruta disappeared already. So the Gemara says that it's still good for Kiddush. Even though she's ocheles, rishono, the Mishnah has a case on the Kaddish Shesuisha b'tmorim. He's giving her dates. And the dates are very inexpensive, 100 dates for pruta. Zahareh mukadesh esli b'tmorim eilu. He gives her one date and she eats it. Gives her another date and she eats it. She eats up all the dates. By the time he gives her the 100th date and it's all worth the pruta, the first 99 dates are gone and she's ready to eat them up. So the Gemara says it's still Mukudesh, even though she keeps on eating them up and she doesn't have at any one given time a full Shavu Pruta. So if the Gemara says that that's Mitzurah, that it's Mukudesh, so what's the issue over here? The man tells the girl, Hareya Mukudesh Sli, with the labor that I'm going to do for you, I'm going to mimikadesh you with $100. Normally, if this weren't a shidduch, if I weren't in love with you, I'm not interested in marrying you, I would charge $100 for making this fancy ring, or whatever the bracelet, whatever the tchotchke is that he's making. But because it's for the purpose of kiddush, I'm not going to charge you any money. Good? So then he keeps on banging and banging and say that every bang that he does would have been mechayev the girl to pay him another pruto if it would have been a setup of a boss. If it would have been a situation of schir spoil. But it's not a schir spoil. He's not charging any money for it. He's not charging a penny. He's saying, Harek Mekodesh Esli, with the labor that I'm doing the work for you. So what is the Gemara far around with the whole topic that has nothing to do with anything? The Gemara says, is this valid Kiddushin or not? So the Gemara is going to say to Pet, if you hold, Ein l'schir esel el l'bistov, that when you have a worker working for a boss, that the boss doesn't become obligated to pay a penny, till the whole job is completed, and the last stroke that the worker does is mechayev the boss to pay the full $1,000. Let's say the guy painted my house, and he said, paint the house for $1,000. So the whole time that he's painting, I don't owe him a money. I don't owe him a penny. When he makes the final stroke, the last stroke of the brush that he does, and then he starts washing out his brushes, the last stroke of the brush is mechayev me to give him $1,000. That's what you hold. Ein l'schiris el l'besov. The obligation to pay the worker comes on the last stitch of work that he does. And if you hold the other way, Yeshna l'schiris l'chim l'yatsov, the boss becomes obligated to pay the worker as he proceeds to do the work, as he progresses. Even though the worker cannot demand a penny till he's finished with the job or till he quits in the middle. So what is it? So the Gemara says it depends. If you hold that the boss becomes obligated to pay as he goes along, then it's no good for Kiddusha. Then it's called Mekadesh Renova. And if you say the boss doesn't become obligated to pay a penny till the end, so then the Gemara says it would be good Kiddushin, it's not Mekadesh Renova. What in the world does it have to do with Mekadesh Renova? She doesn't owe him any money. He said he's going to do it for nothing, for the purpose of Kiddushin. What's the problem he doesn't give? Is the problem because he's not giving the whole Shavu Pruta Bevasachas? Because he didn't get, if you hold Einus Chiris Ol and the Besof, so the last stroke of work that he does would have created an obligation to give $1,000. What do you mean it would have created? So what, but she didn't say she's going to pay him any money. She said he should do it for nothing, and that'll be the Kiddushin. What does it make, what is the difference over here? So the Rashba asks, he doesn't understand what's going on in this Gemara. He says, why is this case different from the case where he's giving him the lollipops, keeps on giving you chocolate chips or whatever? So it's good, you can give it in installments, you can give Kiddushin in installments. What's the problem over here? So obviously you have to distinguish. There is a, we know, everybody knows.
Also that he has to actually deliver the ring. I mean, we all agreed before that he could have made
a
commitment
to deliver the ring. Yeah.
And as he moved the job,
the job is not finished until he delivers
it. The definitely has been no delivery.
Okay, the job is not completed until he delivers it.
Until he finishes the job.
Okay, so let's say he finishes and then he gives it to her. So the Gemara says when he finishes the ring and he delivers it, is that good for Kiddushin, or does he have to give another ring? I'll give her another pruta, I'll give her a lollipop in addition. The Gemara says that depends on the debate among the Tanoim, whether yesh mechiris v'tchila v'yatzov, or ein l'schiris ela l'besof. How does that depend on that? So the Rashba asked that question, because he gets into trouble, he doesn't really fully explain it. You have to explain it the way you started before. So you brought up a question before, isn't there a principle of hanoa k'kesef, that a man can in the Kaddish and Isha, with kesef, with kesef, you can either give cash or shavi kesef, you can give a ring, shavi kesef, or you can give anything that's worth money. We had last week, kash minuva da'acher, somebody else owes me money and I hand over the document to the girl so then now that she can collect the debt, that's also kesef. Or, the Gemara has, if he's mahana the girl, he does some kind of a pa'ula for the girl. So the Gemara says, Hanoa, if he kesef, whenever he does Hanoa for the girl, that's considered as if he had given a kesef. So what exactly does that mean, Hanoa ki kesef?
Does he have to spell out
Hanoa? Yeah. Which is, Harei HaMekudeshes Li, with the Hanoa that I'm giving you, that I'm doing such and such a thing.
You say that if she wants to marry Thomas Parker, she could give a position about Hanoa.
When he accepts the gift from her, that's Hanoa ki kesef, right. The Gemara says normally the chassan has to give the ring to the kala. What if the kala gives the ring to the chassan? It's not good. What happens if the chassan is such a person who doesn't accept gifts from any Tom, Dick, and Harry? And whenever this person is such an Adam Choshman, he'll accept the gift from me. That'll give me Hanoa. I'll be so thrilled that he accepted the gift from me. So the Gemara says if the chassan is an Adam Choshman, and the Kala gives the ring to the Chasman, so by his accepting the ring, it's considered as if he had been Mahana her. So if that Hanoa is worth to her a Shavah Pruta, that means that she would have been willing to pay somebody money to convince that person to accept the gift from her. Would have been worth it to her. So his acceptance of the gift himself is considered as if he had given her Shavah Pruta's worth of Hanoa. So then the Kiddushin is good. The Kala gave a ring to the Chasman, and it's considered Kiddushin. Why? Because the Chasman was Mahana the Kala. What kind of a din is that? Hanoa ki kesef. What kind of din? It really means Hanoa ki kesef. So some Rishonim say there, on the Avod in Kiddushin, Hanoa ki kesef is a special din that only applies to Kiddushin. It doesn't apply when you want to buy character, it doesn't apply when you want to buy metalkin. Hanoa ki kesef is a special din only
Kiddushin. You have a place though, you have to give a claim. It's also some kind of...
It's different type of Hanoa, but it's no good for king and kesef. The kesef is kind of karka. So if you don't give kesef, you mahana the lekech is mahana the moicher, he gives him some kind of anor, but that would not be good for kinyan karka. Or for kinyan metalkalim, that kesef is kind of with respect to a mishapora. So if you make anor ki kesef, it's nothing. That's how the Rashba quotes a group of Rishonim hold like that. Anor ki kesef is a special din that only applies in Kiddushin, it doesn't apply in kinyan karka, it doesn't apply in kinyan metalkalim. What kind of a din is anor ki kesef? You have to say that it's based on the Gemara in the first period. The Gemara says, how do you know kesef works by kiddushin? We discussed last week. No, kiddushin is a pasuk. Ki kachish ishu v'olo. Kiddushin shtar is also considered a pasuk. Biyata v'hoisa, makish avay v'tziya. So the Rambam says that kiddushin diyo and kiddushin shtar, atar shebichsav says mefurish in the pasuk. Kiddushin kesef is not the fairish a pasuk in the chumash. It says ki kachish ishu, and it says by his day Ephraim and Avram Avinu was purchasing the field from Ephraim. Right, it says that he bought it with kesef, and it says over there, kach memeni. So just like the word kicha over there means bikini kesef, so too kicha over here means bikini kesef. So you see that kinyan kesef, It sounds from the Gemara like it's a Gzeirah Shavara. Pasha Pshat is a Gzeirah Shavara. The Ritva on the first daf claims it's not. He says it's just a Gili Nilsa Diyam. They didn't have to have a tradition for this Gzeirah Shavara, he says. He says the word Kicha has a connotation of Kesef. But what do you see? The Rambam points out that Kiddushi Kesef doesn't say black and white in the Chumash. Kiddushi Shtar says and Kiddushi Bia says. Kiddushi Kesef doesn't say the Feirish. And it's a borrowed Kinyan. The Kinyan Kesef is written in a different place in Chumash. It's written when Avraham Avinu brought the Sada, the Moras HaMachpelah from Ephraim, this day Ephraim. And we borrow that Kinyan to Kiddushi Yisha. So here the Gemara says, Kiddushi Kesef, that Pasuk Kiyikach, gives me the right to borrow kinyon. I can borrow a kinyon from another area of halacha and apply it here. Kiddush Ishtar, Kiddush Bi is written over here b'miyuchad by kiddushin. Kesef doesn't say by kiddushin at all. It's written somewhere else, and it's a borrowed kinyon. I apply it over here.
Kesef more than anything else.
Right, that's what the Rambam writes. Our minig is dafki kesef to show that we follow Torah Shabbat Peh, right? That we believe in the Torah Shabbat Peh. We don't insist on making a kinyon that's mefurish b'kruah Torah Shabbat. We rely perfectly. We feel perfectly comfortable relying on the Torah Shabbat Peh. But the halacha says that kiddushei kesef is good means that you can borrow kinyon. Whatever is good to create a kinyon somewhere is good to create a kinyon here. So if kesef is good over there, so kesef is good over here. So we have another din. We have another kinyon that works somewhere else. What is that? Kinyon pu'ula. When the fellow agrees to paint my apartment and I'll pay him $2,000, so when he finishes the job, I owe him $2,000. Why? I promise. So I won't keep my promise. What if I promise to give you $2,000? Say, oh, very good. Pay up. And I say, I changed my mind. So just because I promised, it doesn't mean I have to pay. I can always change my mind. So why is it that if I promise to pay the painter $2,000 and he does the job, Emun, he does a beautiful job, why do I have to pay? So I promise. As long as I won't keep my promise. So I'm naughty. So it's not Derech Eretz. It's not Midas Tov. So what's Machayev me to pay? So that's halacha, that the pool is Machayev. The Torah says it's not Tam a promise. Not because I promised to pay. It has nothing to do with my promise. His doing of the work for me is mechayev me to pay, even if I wouldn't have promised, the Gemara says. Let's say a guy does work for me, and I didn't ask for the work. So the Gemara says, sometimes I have to pay, even though I never promised to pay him. The halacha is that the doing of the work, the pu'ula done for me, is mechayev me to pay. That's how the Gemara learns the pshat and the pasuk. If they made up in advance how much, then you pay. Let's say, I agreed to pay $2,000 for painting the house, is good. He agrees to do the job for $10 is about it. But let's say I needed a paint job done and I didn't engage anybody, and a guy comes in and he painted the apartment exactly the way, beautiful job, exactly what I wanted, except that I had in mind to call somebody else up. I didn't want him to do the job. He came in, he sneaks in my house and he paints the whole apartment. So the thing is, I don't pay him $2,000, I pay him pachas shebepoel. I pay him the cheapest you can get labor to do such a beautiful job, but I still have to pay him. Why? Because I wanted the pool. Everybody knows that I wanted the job done. I didn't engage him. It doesn't matter that chiyuv to pay the workers for the work that they do is not a hischayvus midas. It's not that I obligated myself. I promised to pay the workers. I don't have to promise to pay the workers at all. The dini, the Torah declares a chiyuv on me that pu'ula is mechayv de balabayis to pay the poilim, the dimei ha'pu'ula. So if there was a ktsitz in advance, if we made up in advance how much, so if we made up $2,000, we made up an exaggerated amount of $50,000 for paying one room. So if we made up, so we established that is the Shivui HaPu'ula. We made an advance, we made up an agreement that if you do the job, it's worth $50,000. And the Torah is mechayev me to pay $50,000, not because I promised, but because we set up that that time is the job is worth. If we make up in advance that I'll pay you $10, normally everybody pays $2,000. We made up, it's not that you're Meichel. We made up in advance that the pool is only worth $10, so the Torah is mechayev me to pay the $10. The Shivui HaPu'ula, if we didn't make up anything in advance, not an inflated amount and not a reduced rate, so then the halacha says I pay, pachas shebepoilim, but the halacha says I have to pay. The doing of the pu'ula is a kinyan. A poil who does work is considered as doing a ma'ase kinyan that's kind of a shibud and an obligation from the balabais to pay for that work.
You didn't like the job at all. You needed a paint job, but you hate the job.
And he painted all the rooms wrong.
He didn't paint them wrong. You didn't specify any color. You painted them all white. You wanted green.
So right? Then he didn't do the pool, though. He didn't do the pool. Nothing. He didn't do the pool, right? That's like a Marshall Amal Davidam. I tell him to paint, I give him all the instruction, paints all the rooms black. So he didn't do the job that I wanted.
I understand how you can impose a shipment on someone. You can say, well, you collect.
If he says lo nichali, he's okay. But if he doesn't say lo nichali, what do you mean? Amigo, we believe him. Amiga means we believe more to what he says. The guy says it's nichali, but I really wanted to get someone else instead of you. So we believe him. It's loy nichali. It's loy nichali that you did it. I wanted somebody else, but it's nichali. The job is beautiful. Now Lacha says whenever anybody does a pulah for you, you have to pay. That's how the Gemara understands the dinam of poilin. But the poil has to get paid what I promised, not because I obligate myself to pay him the money. The Torah understands that the Torah imposes the obligation. It's a whole different hashkafah. Not that the boss, out of the goodness of his heart, my boss, let's say the president of yeshiva, pays me money out of the goodness of his heart. What do you mean pays me out of the goodness? He's mechuyif to pay me the money.
Because you do something.
Okay.
Because you do something for the money.
Right. Whenever you do the pula, the pula is mechayiv the balabayis to pay you.
Right.
The Torah is mechayiv.
When he hired you, but he told you
he I want to hire you.
Right. Says even if he doesn't
want the yeshiva, all of a sudden start saying grammar, all students love it, the fantastic, and he sends a bill to the president of the university. Well, you get paid.
So the Gemara says they're not. The guy can say I didn't need you. I didn't need that pula. It's unnecessary. If he needs the work done and someone does it, even though it's not the person that he wanted. Then halacha says that the pool is. There are a lot of details in this, but basically that's the halacha. Yeah. That's a different thing. That's a mechira. I mean, he's forcing a mechira on me. I didn't ask for it. That's not pulah. That's not pulah. That's a matzah. No, even if I use it, I'm not mechuyif to pay.
That's not pulah.
The Mishnah says in Bava Basra, somebody gives me a matzah, and I say thank you very much and goodbye.
Somebody sends me a statement, do I have to pay for it?
No.
No.
I say thank you very much and goodbye.
There's
a whole in Rishonim. There's a whole discussion about it. What's the deal? Yeah, let's say they fix the wrong price. Let's say they tell me, the going rate of they pay Rabbeim in New York $2,000 a year. I'm so good. They're going to give me $3,000 a year. And then I find out later on that they fooled me completely. They pay much more, whatever. They pay much less. Whatever. Someone fooled somebody else.
No.
It's a whole machlokes in the center. What the deal is? Is there a no by poilim or not? Three different opinions. All discussion. So here, apparently, this is the Yisoid HaHalacha. When a man does pe'ula, the Torah never said. That's how you have to start. The Torah never says explicitly black and white and Torah Shabbos. It doesn't say kedusha kes. It only says Kiddushi Shtar, Makash Havai Letziya, and Kiddushi Biyo. Those are Pesukim. The Ram writes that Torah Shebichsar. The fact that Kiddushi Kesef exists is not Mefurish here in Kiddushi. It's a borrowed Kinyan. It says Kiyikach, and Kiyikach has the connotation of whenever something is good, the Gemara has a Lashon. Malah Kesef Shekoneh B'Yalma V'Koneh Kam. Just like Kesef is good for Kinyan Karka. And Kesef is good for Pinyan Hegdish. And Kesef is good for Pinyan Ma'isasheni. That's the Gemara of Ham and Aleph. So too, whatever is a good kinyan anywhere is good over here. That's why the Rishonim discuss if you're borrowing kinyanim, so let Hagbor be good. The boy picks up the collar, let Hagbor be good. So they explain why it doesn't work. Let Mashiach be good. Let's say he'll tie the girl up and he'll pull her. So they explain why Mashiach is not good. Let Chalipim be good. So they have to give explanations why all these kinyanim are not good. What's the problem? Hechetesed, it should be good. The answer is that the word kiyikach has the connotation of whatever is kind of biyama is kind of kan. Kiddushi Biyah and Kiddushi Shtar is a rigid kinyan. This is this kinyan and that kinyan. Kiyikach is not formulated melechatchilas Kiddushi Kesef. Kiyikach means whatever is kind of bialma is kind of kan. So what is kind of bialma? Kesef is kind of bialma. It's like a kind of kan, Kiddushi Kesef. And pu'ule is kind of bialma. What I do work for you. When it's work that you needed, then it's called pu'ule. If you didn't need it, it says in Shulchan Aruch, let's say somebody reads me a shidduch. And I didn't ask him to. Somebody reads me a shidduch. And later on, it's a successful shidduch and get married. He can charge shatchanis, even though I never promised in the first place to pay him any money. How much can he charge? Bacha Shabbat Poilim, the least amount that shatchanim charge for doing such a job. Whatever. Or let's say Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah discussed, let's say I am in captivity. The pirates captured me, and they're holding me up for ransom, and I'll stay there forever unless somebody buys me out. Then somebody lays out all the money, he's paid him in Ashivya, he paid, let's say, $100,000 to get me free. Do I have to pay him the money or not? So the Ramah, it's a machlok, sometimes it's the Ramah Paskins and Chayshim Mishpat, and in Yeridei, both, Shaila comes up both. So he says, I have to pay, but he didn't schiris poilim. We didn't schiris poilim. They never consulted me. I should say thank you very much, and I didn't talk. I appreciate it very much. So he did a mitzvah pinyin shvuyim, so why do I have to pay? So the answer is, schiris poilim. But I never promised to pay him anything. The answer is, you don't have to pay. If it's a pula that's clearly l'tei vosko, if it's a pula that's clearly a happy about, let's say they give you a glad kosher meals there, and the pirates who captured you, they give you a glad kosher meal, and you give you television, whatever, all the spawn, everything. then who says that he wants to go free? Maybe he's happy. But if it's an umdana that he does want to go free, then it's called a pula, even though he never asked for it in advance. Unsolicited pula, we pass in his called pula. Whenever it's an umdana mucha, that he needs it. Like the guy comes and he paints my house. I wasn't due for a paint job. I have another 2-3 years to go. That's unsolicited pula that I don't pay for. I wasn't interested at all. If he painted the wrong colors, or if he plants the wrong things in my field, I wanted to plant potatoes and he planted tomatoes. Then I can tell him I don't want it. I don't pay anything. Take the potatoes and go. Take the tomatoes and leave. I don't want what you did. But if you did exactly what I was interested in doing, and I don't deny that, then the din is that I have to pay. So you see that there is a din. It's not that the fact that the person promised to pay, the boss has promised to pay, is machai the boss. Promises are not machai. The pu'ula is a kinyan that's koine an amount of money. How much? If they made up in advance, the job is worth $2,000, it's koine $2,000. If made up is worth $10, it's koine $10. If they didn't make up in advance, a lot or a little, it's koine pafish of a pilot. The least amount that you can't tell for more, you don't say average, they say pachashev price, they say the pachashev poil. So here that's what the Gemara is driving at. What is the Gemara steltsu? I'm a kadesh ben milve to the chosen who did pu'ula to the kala. What's for a milve? The kala doesn't owe any money to the chosen. She gave him the gold in advance, and he's a jeweler, so she said, make me a diamond ring, and I will marry you. I'll agree to be mekadesh, even though you're not giving me anything new, just give me the labor, I'll agree to marry you. And the chassan says, Hare amukudashisli, with the labor that I did, with the services that I did, what kind of a din is that? Hanoa ki kesef. So hanoa ki kesef means exactly this din, that pa'ula that a person does for somebody else that the other person is interested in getting, is normally mechayev the other person to pay for that pa'ula. So really it's a kinyan. The doing of the pool is a kinyan. So the Gemara says, whatever is koina bi'alma, whatever serves as a kinyan anywhere in the world, is koina here, mitam the din of kiikach ishisha. That's what it means, kicha kicha misdeyav. It doesn't mean kicha kicha, a limited, restricted din that kesef is koina. No. Then the Gemara wouldn't know hanoki kesef, the Rishonim wouldn't discuss chalipin and hagbod and shicha. Kicha kicha misdeyav means you open up the whole field. Whatever is a kinyan anywhere is kind of here. So pu'ula is a kinyan. So that's why the Gemara says pu'ula should be good for kiddushin. The only tzara the Gemara raises is, do you say yesh neschiris metchila v'yatza, or do you say ein neschiris el l'psof? What's that issue? How does the pu'ula work? When a chassan keeps on banging 100 times, every time he bangs to make this ring fancy or the tchotchke, whatever, so every stitch of work that he does is theoretically another kinyan. So this is kind of $1. This bang is kind of another dollar. This is kind of another dollar. So what was he mekadesh with? It's a composite act of kiddushin that consists of 100 different pulas. Because he said he's going to mekadesh with the whole job that he does. So the whole job is the kinyan, or just the makush achron, just the last bang, the last plop that he does. So the Gemara says that's the machlokes. If you should hold the halacha, that only the last bang that the person does, but to the painter, it takes him 3 months to paint the house, I'm not mechuyev to pay him anything till the last stitch of work that he does, and the last makush rachman, the last stitch of work that he does, is mechuyev the full amount. In other words, that's the only ma'aseh kinyan, just the gemar of the malacha. So if you say, that the only Maisi Kinyan that the Poel does is the very last stitch of work. So he made one Maisi Kinyan. The rest was a Hachana. He painted the rest of the house, somebody gets to the end, or he made the whole diamond. And the last bang that he made on this ring, around this design, whatever, the last bang that he made, that is the Kinyan, that's Koine Kedushin. Just like it's Koine the obligation to pay, just like it would have been Koine an obligation to pay. If he wouldn't have made up that it's going to be for the sake of Kedushin, Pu'ula is Koine. So over here it's kind of kiddush, it's a kinyan. But if you, the Gemara says, but if you hold yesh neschiris mitchila v'yatza, means it's a composite mechayv, that every bang that he does is mechayv another penny, another nickel, another dollar, whatever it is. So then the Gemara holds mitzara svara, you cannot be mekadesh and isha with a composite of several ma'aseh kiddush. I frek the Rashba, but if he gives her the lollipops, and she keeps on eating up one at a time. Apparently when you're giving over an object, So I consider everything, all the giving over is one Maisa Kinyan. Aya gave her one, she made a hadbor, then another one, another hadbor, another one.
The Kinyan starts when you the first bag and the soap is
then. So the Gemara makes a distinction. So that's the Gemara, that's what the Rashba doesn't fully understand, but that's what the Gemara is distinguishing. If he gives, let's first say, if he gives over a tangible object, so even if the first one that he gave is not a shofar, he has to give 100 of them, let's say 100 chocolate chips in a, for a penny, for a pruta. Even though he has to give 100, that it should be a shofar pruta of kesi kedushin. It doesn't matter. That's not considered a composite act of 100 maisi kedushin in order to make a married. You have to make one maisi kedushin. This is considered one maisi kedushin. He gives one today and one tomorrow. He stretches it out over 100 days. It also doesn't matter. But itself, I consider it that a kinyan hakbol was done on the 100 pieces of candy and she's mekudeshes. When you have kuhulois,
first piece of the
everything all together. The whole thing is kesem kedushin. The din is you don't have to give more than a shofar prut if you don't want to. But if I give her a ring that's worth $100, so it says in Shulchan Aruch, I don't say I'm the kaddish with a pruto, and the $99 and the 99 cents is tama matana the alma. No, I say the kedushin is the $100 of kedushin. No, gela dina. The Shulchan Aruch says like that. I say that the whole amount was the kesem kedushin. So here I say, she's Mekudeshes when I give the full amount. When I finally reach the end and I gave her the last bit that I'm giving, so she's Mekudeshes at that point because I gave her all of that. So that apparently is considered one big Maisa Kedusha.
Not because she got what she asked for originally. She said originally.
Whatever they make up.
She said originally that here is the whole unit that you make me A, B, C,
right.
D, then.
Right, so in this case, when he's giving her back her own gold, he's not giving his. But he's not being Mekadesh B'Kesef. So what is he Mekadesh? Hanoa K'Kesef, with the labor. What kind of kinyan is Hanoa K'Kesef? Because Pu'ula, not that Hanoa is Kesef. There is no such Hanoa, not Kesef. It means that Pu'ula is kind of the Yalmo, so it's kind of Khan. Pu'ula, usually when a worker does work, so that can be kind of that the Balabais owes him money. So here it's kind of Kiddushin. Here it can be kind of Ishus. Whatever serves as a kinyan anywhere else can serve as a kinyan to create the issues over here. The Gemara just says, if you hold yesh l'mitzchiris mitzchila v'yad sof, so it's a composite kinyan consisting of many different stitches of work, so then you cannot be mekadosh an isha with a composite of many different kinyan. You have to have either one kinyan makes the kiddushin, or it's not going to be chal at all. There's no composite of kiddushin. If you hold yesh l'mitzchiris mitzchila v'yad, then the only kinyan, the only thing that's a kinyan, is the last stitch of work that he did.
That in itself is not worth shofar.
Right. But the halacha is that that stitch of work is mechayev the $3,000. That's mechayev the full amount. Whatever the last stitch of work happens to be.
Can you think of a case where he would ask her for the thing back, assuming that the kedushin don't go through properly, or they just got married but they never did anything else, and he wants to have, she says, I don't want to get married to you anymore. So can he ask her for the duels in a reverse position? Can you say, okay, you take 1,000 bags out of the ring and give me back and put back the metal?
How can you reverse it? No, you can't reverse it. Right.
So you have to melt it or something, don't
you? You don't have to.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say.
She backs out before he finishes the ring, so there's no kiddushin. She doesn't have to return.
She has to pay the labor.
I don't think so. No, they made up over here that he's not going to charge. They made up over here that he's not going to charge. He's going to do it L'shem Kiddushin.
She wants the ring, but she doesn't want to get
they meant L'shem Kiddushin.
She right, yeah, but she wants the ring. She wants the ring, but she doesn't want the husband. So she wants the money. She wants the whole thing.
She wants the ring.
Torah imposes a hischaivus unless they say otherwise. But what if they say the favorite is not?
But they're two separate things.
Let's say they make up that the pool is really worth $1,000. The makeup is worth a nickel. So if they made up the shivui is a nickel, isn't it? What if they made up is worth zero?
So it's also
made up is worth zero.
But here they gave a shivui, except she doesn't want to be married.
No, here they didn't make any shivui. They just said she's not going to pay him anything for it. It's worth a shavuot prut because someone else would pay a shavuot prut to have the job done. But here they made up.
She might pay for a whole thing.
She needs a whole ring.
She contracted she gave him a piece of gold. Make me a ring.
Right.
And she wants to be Mekudeshes with that wing that
right.
He finishes. So she contracted not for each bang, but she specified that the whole thing should be finished.
She can't be Mekudeshes with the ring. The ring is not his. With the pool. Right.
It's a finished leg.
Right, so before he finishes the ring and delivers it to her, The job is not finished. Gemara says, even when he finishes, as long as he didn't deliver it yet, he didn't finish the job yet. It's like he made up to give $100, Kesef Kedushin gives 90. So he's not finished yet. He has to give the rest of the money. Even though he would have said, I'll give you 90, it would have been good. But if he says, I'm going to give you 100, and he only gives a 90, it's no good. So that's what the Gemara says here. If he says, I'm going to be Mikadosh you by doing the job consists of completing the ring and delivering it. The Kozman, he didn't deliver it, he didn't finish the job yet. So the Gemara says, that's pshita, the Kedushin is not chal. The case where they argue is, he finished the ring, he delivered it, and the Machloekis says, does he have to give her another ring from his own pocket? What's the issue? So the Gemara says, the issue is, the Gemara is going to get involved here, and the issue of yesh ne neschiris mitchila biatzof, or ein neschiris el lebesof. What's the relationship? What's the relationship? So you have to explain like this. The relationship is, because it's mekadosher with the kinyan of pa'ula. What's the kinyan of pa'ula? Yeah, it's kinyan be'alma. It's not kinyan object be'alma. It's not kinyan object. It's not kinyan kark. It's not kinyan betalklin. It's kinyan obligation. When the worker does the work for the boss becomes obligated to pay an amount of money. So since pa'ula, doing of work, is kinyan obligation of money, kinyan debt of money, so by kiddushin it should be good to be kinyan issues. Whatever is kinyan anything anywhere, we borrow the kinyonim. Kinyan kes means you can borrow kinyonim from anywhere to create kiddushin. Because in kiddushin you don't really get anything. He doesn't really own his wife. Well, he owns his wife. He doesn't own the wife of kinyan mom, and he doesn't even own his wife of kinyan iser. The Avnei Milui says the husband doesn't own anything in his wife. It's a maisa kinyan that creates a chalois issues. The Torah says you've got to make a maisa kinyan. But after you make the maisa kinyan, it's not, and the Chumash calls the wife the kinyan kaspo. Why is she kinyan kaspo? It doesn't mean that she belongs to him. He was kind of the issues, so he said kesef. It doesn't mean he has a chalois kinyan. He did a maisa kinyan. But there is no chalois kinyan at all.
Here he met, she made up with him. She's going to be college when he finishes. So that's like somebody making up, pay you so-and-so much for you doing the job. And then he changes his mind later, that he's the older man, nothing at the end. We said there is a time. He made the thing. So now she doesn't want to get married. Let's say we hold the relation with the spirit from
Sarah.
Now she doesn't want to get married. She says, I don't want to get married.
Yeah.
He brings it over, she says,
I don't want
that.
Yeah.
So she has to pay him?
I don't think so.
She wants the ring, she says, all right, bring back my gold. Please give it back.
Right.
So she says, but you don't want to marry, but pay me. So in this case...
But they made up in advance. They made up in advance that he's not going to charge any money for this. What?
You
mean if he wants to be a miserable guy, he can melt the ring back.
Either that he can melt it back, or you can say, because
I don't think so. I don't think he's allowed. He's not allowed to melt her ring. He's mazik her. The ring is hers.
He gave me a pound
of sugar. No, she gave him metal. He made a ring out of it, and now he's going to ruin the ring. He's an Adam Amazik, he's not allowed to ruin her ring.
She still has the shavis of the ring which you have now worked with him, like the paint that painted my house. So I don't pay him $1,000. Now I say, I don't want it painted now. I don't want to pay $1,000.
But the pula was already mechayiv the balabais to pay. As soon as the poel finishes the job, No, here she owes nothing, because they made up over here she's not going to pay a penny for the job. Here the
upper
part. Right, instead
of
being
they made up instead of being kainet,
an obligation of an amount of money, they're going to be kainet issues over here.
Yeah.
And then before it had a chance to be chal, let's say before he delivered it, she backs out. So it comes out it's not mechayiv anything.
He has also shami. I mean, the fact, in other words, he's coming off.
No, the halach is that you don't have to pay back him. No.
Only because I said kedushin, then when he's in the chayv, he's in the chayv to give her money.
Right.
He's giving her money. No, only if she wants to marry, she doesn't want to marry.
No. The kasha that you're asking is a kasha that the achronim called the yes, Rav Chaim Oizer, this kasha. There is a Gemara in Bava Kama, and Dafayin on the days, the Gemara says that Kesef is only good, Kinyan Kesef, let's say the Kinyan Karka, the Kinyan Talbot, Kinyan Kesef is only good if it's Kesef Achoyza. That's in the yeshiva language they call it, has to be Kesef Achoyza. What does Kesef Achoyza mean? I give you Kesef to the Kinyan of the house, and if anything happens that the house is not nikna to me, I get my money back. Let's say it will be a case of a Kamle B'dirabminei, that even if the Kinyan doesn't take effect, I'm not going to get the money back. So the Gemara says that it's not Kesef Achoyza, so it's not good for Kinyan Kesef. So yes, Rav Chaim Oizer is Kasha. when the chassid is mekadosh the kallah by making the ring, even if she'll back out, he doesn't get paid anything at all. She doesn't have to return all the labor that he did. Where's the kesef achoizer? So Abchaim Oizer didn't say that she has to pay. He said, you're right, she doesn't have to pay him a penny if she backs out. But the word is that by Kiddushin you don't need kesef achoizer. Why? So he said, Pashtus, why? When do you need kesef achoizer? When the kesef means I'm paying for the object. I can say I'm paying for the object. If I pay you the money, then I don't get my money back even if I'm not kind of the object. So I'm not paying for the object. So if the kesef that I give is not a kesef achoizer, the money will not be returned to me in the event that the kinyan won't take effect. So I can say I paid for the object. That's not called payment. Even if whether I get it or I don't get it, I'm not going to get the money back come what may. So what kind of a payment? It's only called a payment for the object. Is if I get the object, then you keep the payment. If I don't get the object, I get my money back. So that's only by kesef when you kind of something. But by kiddushin, there's no chalois kinyan. He doesn't get a wife. He's married. She's an ashes ish. He has obligation. There's an issues. There's an issues chal.
Love so badly. It wouldn't do it.
That's what Chaim Moshe said, that by kiddushin you don't need kesef achoizer. And the raya was from this gemara, there's no need for kesef achoizer. Because by kiddushin it's just a nice kinyan. It's not that if you lack kesef achoizer, it's not called kesef. It's kesef, but it doesn't make sense when you're kinyan an object, because you don't say the guy's paying for the object if he doesn't get the money back. But the wife is not paying anyway for the wife. This is the beginning of this gemara. Okay, the minhag will have to continue next week. No, this is a very hard stickler. I have to discuss it.
That's the question.